Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, this week, the IDF has been busy striking over 40 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. That's weapons depots, military buildings, launchers pointed at Israel, and the militants operating them. This is vital given Hezbollah continues to send explosive drones on the IDF soldiers and Israeli communities. In several separate incidents, an IDF soldier was severely injured, some moderately, and reservists have also been seriously and moderately wounded. The IDF emphasizes that at this stage, the public should remain vigilant, act responsibly, while continuing to adhere to the Home Front Command's protective guidelines. In an interesting turn of events, Hezbollah lost one of its most symbolic cities. Ben Jubil, once called the capital of the resistance, is now in IDF hands. The Israeli army is liberating Hezbollah strongholds for the Lebanese nation.
Well, that is progress despite the injuries.
It is, Stephen. Further progress has been made by troops from the IDF Golani Brigade, who did a special operation to clear terrorist infrastructure from the Latani River area and established operational control at one of the deepest points in southern Lebanon. The area has been a major hub of rocket and drone fire in recent weeks. Israelis living near the Israel-Lebanon border face daily threats from Hezbollah. This week, a launched explosive drone fell within Israel territory. As a result, several Israeli civilians were injured and evacuated to receive medical treatment. This incident constitutes a blatant violation of the ceasefire understandings by the Hezbollah terrorist organization. During one battle, several terrorists emerged from a tunnel shaft and tried to clash with the forces. A few soldiers were moderately injured, and a canine Oketz attack dog, who chased several terrorists, was killed by Hezbollah gunfire. An Oketz dog is a highly trained canine in the IDF elite unit, specializing in counterterrorism, search and rescue, and explosive detection. A great loss to the soldiers.
That's tragic, Suzanne. Those canine dogs are so vital. Such a loss. Is there anything else going on in the southern border?
As a matter of fact, Stephen, IDF troops in the Gaza Strip this week dismantled 4 underground tunnel routes with a combined length of approximately 4 kilometers. One of the tunnel routes was part of a group of routes used as infrastructure for holding Israeli hostages taken on October 7, 2023. In addition, living quarters used by the senior command of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade were located inside the tunnel routes. Troops continue operating in southern Gaza, east of the Yellow Line, to clear the area of Hamas terrorist infrastructure. The Knesset Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee approved the government's request to extend emergency reserve mobilization orders until May 31st. During this period, up to 400,000 reservists can be called up. In an unusual event, it was reported that Iran sent a batch of messages to many Israeli cell phones, inviting them to share intelligence with the Islamic Republic. Israel's National Cyber Directorate called it an attempt to create panic and instructed citizens not to click on any links or respond to the messages.
Wow, that's intimidating. Is there anything else, Suzanne? And how would you suggest we pray this week?
There is. Once upon a time, Stephen, a young Jewish boy, arrived in California from Kiev. He was 16. His family lived on food stamps. He cleaned floors at a grocery store for some pocket change. Today, that little boy's donation will triple the size of one of Jerusalem's most important hospitals. It's the largest philanthropic donation in the history of Israel's healthcare system, $200 million. Finally, this May 14th marked Israel's Independence Day, which took place in 1948. Truly a modern miracle. Also, the same day on the Hebraic calendar, it marked 59 years since the reunification of Jerusalem, which took place during the Six-Day War in 1967. a celebratory day for the nation and people. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli journalist and influencer, said, quote, 2,000 years of exile, 23 sieges, 44 conquests, and one promise that refused to die. On Jerusalem Day, Yom Yerushalayim, we remember the moment the longest wait in history finally ended, unquote. With that, let's focus on some strategic prayer points. Hezbollah to adhere to the current ceasefire and a long-term peace agreement established between Israel, Lebanon, and Iran. Completely dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south. Protection over Israelis from missiles and drones. Freedom and liberty restored to Iranians, to the Lebanese, and the Gazans from under their terrorist regimes. Canadians having courage to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout Canada as well. Declare the prophetic and biblical fulfillment of the words of Psalm 122:3. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you so much, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
It's always my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we both say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.